What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go! Your film on mic right there. And we got a special, special guest. Do I call him a guest? I don't know. He's been here. You know him. You love him. And I'm going to need it this morning. Bonte, come on. You know what I'm talking about. Bonte Hill in studio, 4 hours for Joe Shasky.
I'm already regretting it.
No, you're not. And we're not going to play the open again, but I'm going to need it. And you know what I'm talking about. Come on.
Oh, baby! I had to muster up a lot of energy for that.
You up now? Wow. You good?
I think I'm up now. Hopefully everybody else is up.
Let's go.
I was going off at 4:20. What am I doing?
Let's go.
Maybe I'm bored.
You missed it. Oh, come on. Man, you missed up that early.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I missed baby Chez waking up at 2 in the morning, jumping on my head. Papa, what are you doing? What are you doing? But then he could beg me. He said he was in desperate straits. And you know what? I had a couple days off, and I said, why not just steal a couple bucks from Matt DeHegan at 95.7 a game? Why not?
Hey, I'm not mad at it. And we got a lot to get into today. We got Rockets Warriors starting on Easter Sunday. I know you're going to be doing all the pre- and post-game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. You are locked in heavy with this. I want to get your thoughts on everything that's taken place this last week. We got Kuminga talk. We got Grizzlies talk. We
Kuminga
got
talk.
We got everything. Oh. We had Steve Kerr on our airwaves yesterday talking about it all. And can't wait to do it for the next 4 hours again. Bonte Hill in studio here for Joe Shasky. 888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved in today's program. You can call or text now, and you're going to love this, Bonte. You can text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out Hillary.
Wow.
That's right.
Damn, Hillary pimped y'all out the text line,
Let's
too.
Let's go. I'm loving
it,
she's
man. Got the injury report and the text line.
She's balling.
Wow.
What can you say?
Wow.
And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Where do we want to start today, Bonte? What have you missed talking about here during this? Everything that started on from Sunday to now, I guess we can get into. Like, it's really been a whirlwind. And we were talking last week, right? Shasky was talking his talk. I want the Lakers in the first round.
No, I want
the Lakers.
No,
like, he was lying. We all knew it. He was lying. I know this wasn't the destination is ultimately what you wanted, but how you got there, the journey might have been a little tricky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's just afraid, right? Oh, the plane. I don't want to mess with the plane. I don't want to mess with it. But ultimately, I think we got the matchup we all kind of wanted. If you're a Warriors fan, that's the Rockets. This is a young, inexperienced team. Yeah, they have some veterans. They got veteran coaching. Ime Udoka's been there. He's been to a finals. Fred VanVleet, obviously, is a role player with that championship Raptors squad. You know, but everyone else, the Amen Thompsons. I know Dylan Brooks has had a cup of coffee with the Grizzlies in the playoffs. But, you know, Alperen Şengün, young guy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And Thompson, young guy, Bay Area guy, Jabari Smith, young. This is a very inexperienced Rockets team going up against maybe the most experienced big three left in these playoffs. Now, and again, the playoffs, people, everyone take a deep breath. The playoffs, no longer the play-ins. So I do think this is the series, if you're a Warriors fan, you would have wanted all along.
Look, you get to play the Rockets, who you saw five times this year. You played the Rockets five times this season. You won three of the games. And all these games were nip and tuck. Even the first one way back in early November or late October when they won 127 to 121 in overtime. And Brendan Podziemski had a big 6 points down the stretch. They go to OT. JK scores, I believe, 8 points in the OT. And then the Warriors held them under 100 points for three straight times. Mm. Three straight contests, they held them up to under 100 points. So, look, man, you do have the matchups in terms of experience, right? The experience favors the Golden State Warriors with the big three. However, they have their own inexperience issues. Brendan Podziemski's never been in a best-of-seven series. Moses Moody's never been counted on to give you 30-plus minutes in a best-of-seven series. Quentin Post has never been here before. JK, who I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later, hasn't gotten a lot of time in the playoffs. And the Rockets, they're confident because of Ime Udoka. They get their personality, their persona, the way they play courtesy of Ime Udoka, came over from the Boston Celtics, obviously led him to an NBA Finals appearance. He's got a lot of experience from just being on the San Antonio Spurs bench as an assistant, as a champion, leading the Celtics, as I mentioned, just mentioned here, to the NBA Finals. And so he's no punk. And so they're going to take on that persona. They also have Jeff Green on that bench, who helped Denver win the championship. He was a role player on that Nuggets team, and he'll be on that bench kind of schooling some of these youngsters here. But there's no doubt they have an experience. There's no doubt that Houston can't shoot the ball like the Golden State Warriors, but they are super athletic. They're long, they're lengthy. They have some matchups that they can exploit. So it's going to be a fascinating series. And if I'm a Warrior fan, I would not overlook this Rockets team. Mm. There's no correlation to the James Harden Rockets and the Daryl Morey Rockets. These guys are coming out there playing free and easy. They're the underdogs despite being a two seed. At one point, Spadoni, they won 15-17 here when we all thought the Rockets would fade out of the Western Conference. So, yeah, this is going to be a fascinating matchup, man. I'm looking forward to this one, and I'm with you. It's better, I think, for the Warriors to play the Rockets in the first round, although they may take the flesh out of you if you do advance.
Yeah.
Because the L.A. Lakers, do you really see LeBron James and Luka Doncic losing in the first round of a playoff series? I don't.
No, I don't. I don't. Well, and also, like, come on. Like, the fan in us, that's a later round series. Like, come on. We want to build up for something like that. I don't want all that stress. Slater was talking about it. Anthony Slater covers the team, obviously, for the Athletic. And right here, 95.7 The Game, he's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with the headache in the first round. Just the headache of everything involved.
Yeah.
I'm sure the traveling, all that, this, that, and the other. But again, it's Bonta Hill in studio with Spadoni. The next 4 hours, we're going to be breaking down this game all day long. And we want your participation at 888-957-9570. Good morning to all you lovely people. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend.
Can I say Easter good morning weekend. To somebody?
What's up?
Can I say good morning to the truck drivers? My guy, Ron and Hayward.
Not the overnight dancers?
Oh, I was getting there. I mean, the overnight dancers miss me.
I mean, it's Easter weekend. There's Good Friday, Bonte.
It is Good Friday.
It might be a great Friday for some people.
Warriors not in town. Giants not in town. So, I mean, it may be a little dry in the city. But shout out to my overnight dancers and all my cops and firefighters.
Do it. I'm the garbage men. Garbage women. Recology. Come on,
Starbucks,
let's go.
I saw a dude. I walked into my local Starbucks. Iris was in there. And she was like, Bonte, I haven't seen you in a long time. And I said, I hope you don't see me for another 3 months.
You know what's funny? Because you got a baby Chez, what, 4 years old now? 3 years old? Yeah, right?
4 years old.
So you're at the park, right? And there is nothing that gravitates more to children than any pickup truck, dump truck. I swear to God, it's like a unicorn that they see. All the kids in unison look. Dad, look, it's a garbage truck. Like, they haven't seen it all day long anyways because it's garbage day. But every single time, without fail, they look at it. And that was yesterday when I was with Nora and Benny, and they just love it. So I just wanted to shout out the garbage men and women doing a hell of a job. You got to do it. By the way, you know, now that they are a playoff team and we can just get, you know, all the scenarios we can get out of our heads. I know we still have two more games, I should say, to decide the eighth seeds, both in the West and the East. By the way, shout out Klay Thompson, exercising some demons.
Absolutely.
At Golden 1 Center
a
couple nights ago. Anthony Davis, that's going to be an interesting game. How's Jaw's ankle tonight between the Mavericks and Grizzlies? And I don't really care about the Hawks Heat, can be honest, but I'm rooting for Wiggins.
No,
let's go.
No, hold on.
What?
I got it.
What?
To Sacramento Kings. Can we just...
Please.
We're going to get the Warriors or Rockets.
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Kyle Draper, Deucimo, D'Lo and KC, Matson and Ham, Alan Sacramento Styles. I mean,
everyone. You're Ted DiBiase right now.
That beam has been shut down for a long, long time. And the way they went out, I mean, you talk about a tumultuous regular season. Everybody kept saying yesterday in the Kings interviews, we need a point guard. We need a point guard. You had a point guard. You had a point guard in De'Aaron Fox, and you moved him. You moved him. So Sacramento was all good just a couple years ago, and now getting blown out in the play-in game, they are fishing right now.
It is crazy to see just a couple years, like, how everything changes, right? Because the stock, you would say, was rising for that Kings team. Absolutely. Just a few years ago after that first round series, took 7 games and a 50-point performance from Stephen Curry to beat them. Like that was an incredible series. And I came away with tremendous respect for De'Aaron Fox, for Sabonis, for all those players. Because for the head coach, Mike Brown, he's obviously gone. He's probably getting the last laugh in all this. He's just getting paid and chilling down in Cabo or something. God love you, Mike Brown. You saw the Warriors in that series and then how it took place after losing the Lakers. And it's just like, man, I don't know. Like, this team's getting a little older. you know, the Jordan Poole situation. They shipped him off. You brought in Chris Paul. Like, man, I don't know. A couple years later, the Kings are the Kings. And it goes back to ownership for me. It goes back to ownership. Oh, yeah. One of those teams has Joe Lacob. The other has Vivek Ranadive, who cannot help himself. And he's meddling. And that's the worst thing you could be as an owner. There's meddling and being involved. Joe Lacob is involved. He's not a meddler. And you know what? He had all the faith in the world in this guy that we don't talk about enough during all this, by the way, Mike Dunleavy, to make the big deal. And they made the big trade when they needed to. They didn't. It wasn't a panic move per se, but if they were desperate, there was some sense of desperation there. There was a lot of desperation. They were clinging to a 10th spot. They were a game under 500. This team, it felt like a chore to talk about them sometimes. And I don't like that. Not with this job. We come to this job and have fun and talk about sports and be entertained. And like, it felt like a chore talking about this team because it was just watching them. It was a bad product overall.
Well, it got stale.
It got stale.
It did get stale.
They brought in Jimmy freaking Butler. And now we know the name. We knew it all. All the baggage from Miami. We knew playoff Jimmy was a thing, but how's it going to work here? All of that with Draymond Green, Steph, you move off from Wiggins, obviously. You know, he was very loved in that locker room by the coaching staff, by everyone. But something needed to change. And man, in 2 months' time, the expectations went from maybe a play-in to maybe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
And it starts on Sunday.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that deep run, but it starts on Sunday with the Rockets. You got a young, hungry Rockets team right in front of you, so I wouldn't overlook them if I'm a Warriors fan.
No, absolutely not.
And I don't think the Warriors are going to overlook them. The Jimmy Butler trade, because they were desperate. I'm gonna take it to that point. Yeah. They're obviously fishing for Kevin Durant. That, you know, in a way, it was a blessing in disguise, just like the Paul George sweepstakes and the Lauri Markkanen sweepstakes. Not going after Kevin Durant or not getting Kevin Durant and acquiring him because KD basically didn't want to come here, I think it was a blessing in disguise for to go to State Warriors.
I don't think he was the right fit, Bonte.
No, not for this iteration of the Golden State Warriors. But then you get Jimmy, and you had to pay Jimmy, you know, because that's what he was looking for, new money. And the Warriors said, fine, we'll give you the new money, and we'll bring you aboard. And ever since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, they have become a bit of an isolation team. Now, they still run the rhythm and flow and the movement of the offense, but Jimmy Butler will hold that basketball, which I wonder how Steve Kerr feels about that, because especially in the fourth quarter against Memphis where they were getting shots late in the shot clock. It's not something I'm sure you want to do against a Houston Rockets team because they have the ability to recover because of their athleticism and really, you know, contest a lot of shots. But Jimmy Butler, the numbers, they tell you everything. 24-7 when he's in the lineup. 24-7. When he's in that starting lineup alongside Moody, Podziemski, Steph, and Draymond, they're 17-3. And then the free throw shooting, which is, you know, another thing that I hear a lot of complaints about, whether I'm at the Gatehouse or inside the Chase Center. Warriors don't get calls. They don't get calls. They don't get free throws. Well, they got 34 free throw tips the other night against Memphis. Even though the officials were a joke the other night. But I thought the Warriors got a better whistle than Memphis. Since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, they're third in free throw tips. Third in free throw tips.
Insane.
So they're able to slow the game down, get to the free throw line, and set their half-court defense. So there's no doubt. When we gave our awards on Warriors pregame live for the season, it was a co-MVP, Steph and Jimmy Butler. Because Jimmy Butler has fixed everything. Did I think Jimmy Butler could fix everything after what I saw? As you mentioned, when he got acquired there in 10th place, no, I didn't see this coming. So there's no doubt the Jimmy Butler effect. And over the last four games, Spadoni, we've seen playoff Jimmy. Going into that playing game, he was averaging 27-7 and was 33-37 from the free throw line and shooting over 60% from the floor. Then you get what happened the other night against Memphis, and he scores a 38.7 rebounds, 6 assists. And the only knock on his game was he missed 6 free throws.
He did, and he was mad at himself for it. Yep. He was actually more mad at the 2 turnovers than he was the free throws. That's just the level of expectation he set for himself, but also the team. Like, and that's what's going to be interesting, because I pretty much know what I'm going to get from Jimmy. The mindset, he's going to get his points, he's going to get his shot-ups, he's going to put the opposing team in foul trouble. I know I'm going to get from Steph for the most part. Draymond, if he's scoring, that's a huge bonus. But I know what I'm going to get from him on the defensive end. The guy might be the DPOY this year. He's been incredible there. I don't think it was his greatest game against the Grizzlies. I thought there was a lot of... The Grizzlies are a tough team. I don't want to like sleep on them and just say they're a bad team.
Defensively, but, they're awful, but offensively.
But offensively. Correct, and that I saw that for sure. But then it's the other guys, right? And that's going to be the big question mark in this series. And for quite frankly, if they move on, Pods, Moody,
yep.
Post, all these other Buddy Hield, right? Like he hasn't he hasn't really played much playoff basketball.
But no, he had
a quarter maybe last year, like as a Sixer,
right?
Maybe like that was it. So I'm looking at that again. Kuminga, he's going to have an opportunity at some point.
Well,
I think,
see about Kuminga. We'll see if Kuminga has an opportunity.
I think he might.
Two straight DMPs. Look, he had some of his better games this year against the Houston Rockets.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but there's no doubt the combination of Jimmy and Draymond and JK, because look at all those guys at the four.
Yeah,
Jimmy, Draymond, Guy Santos. GP2 is going to play in that dunker role, and he'll be a factor in this series against the Houston Rockets.
I liked his aggression last game.
You know, and look, GP2 shot the three ball really well over his last 12 games, 11 games or whatnot, shooting over 44% from three, and he's going to have to let them fly. But you're on it when it comes to the other guys outside of Jimmy and Steph offensively. And Pods, Moody, Draymond, GP2, those guys are going to have to hit wide open shots as well as Quentin Post. But look, I don't know if Kuminga's going to play in the series. I really don't. He had his best games possibly against the Rockets this year. The first game, obviously, when they won in overtime. The 34 points when they outlasted the Rockets at Chase Center. He had another game where he went 20-7 against Houston. His athleticism could be used. But I think Steve Kerr, if he does play Kuminga, get him out there with Steph. Get him out there with Steph to get the two-man game rolling and give Steph a little spacing. You get a guy who's diving to the rim. But other than that, if I'm a Warrior fan and, you know, you're standing for Jonathan Kuminga or whatnot, I would not count on him to play. Right now, he's out of the rotation. Two biggest games of the season, Spadoni. Two biggest games of the season. Mm-hmm. And he does not get a second. So I'm not counting on JK to be a factor in the series. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. And Steve Kerr talked about it yesterday, and we're going to get to that sound on the other side. Great interview with Willard and Dibbs each and every week. Obviously, Steve Kerr joining that show. You can find the entire interview on either the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. Steve Kerr, he had great thoughts on, obviously, Jonathan Kuminga, playoff Jimmy, all of that, and obviously that Houston Rockets series. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. I don't know if you listened to at all, Bonte. I know you're a P1 still. But it was funny. It was funny coming out of the Grizzlies game, because I was just like,
"What was going on after the Grizzlies game?" Because I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. So,
The game was late. We didn't go to sleep till 10, which might as well have been midnight for us when we get up this early.
I
mean, right?
I was podcasting with Monty till like 1 a.m.
Was that real quick? Was that the kind of game where you're like, "Man, I'm glad I don't have to get up at 5 a.m.
Absolutely.
You're like, "Thank God all I can sleep
games,
in." Right?
All these games, I'm like, "Man." I'm sleeping in. Sex for Spadoni and Shasky.
Well, that was great because I was feeling great because they won the game, right? It's their first. That was their first play-in win, right?
Let me guess. After their first ever play-in win, Shasky was worried.
Wow. Steve Kerr and the rotations. I don't know, guys. I mean, we'll get into Steve Kerr because I'm literally asking Dub Nation, what other coach in the Western Conference are you taking over this guy? What other coach in the rest of the Eastern Conference are you taking? Joe Mazzulla over Steve Kerr? I'm not. You taking Ty Lue? I get it. He won against you on Sunday. I don't think I'm taking Ty Lue. He's a great coach. Great coach. He's won one title.
Awesome.
He is. Steve's won four.
Yeah,
he's won four. We'll pick it up on the
it.
Other side. I want to talk about Steve Kerr and give him his flowers, right. Rightfully so. And he spoke yesterday. He had some good thoughts. So I want to get into that on the other side. We got Adam Wexler joining us at 8 o'clock. Does a lot of good stuff with Houston radio show out in H-Town where the Warriors are going to be on Sunday. So we'll dive into that with him at 8 o'clock. He does pre and post for their radio station. And what's coming on the game is brought to you by In at the Tides. Relaxing days, stunning sunsets. Every day is magical in Bodega Bay. The Inn at the Tides special midweek rates start at just $1.99 per night through May 1st. Includes breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Ooh. Book your stay now at innofthetides.com. It's Spadoni. It's Bonte Hill in for Joe Shasky for the next 4 hours. It's the Morning Roast, baby, on 95.7 The Game.
The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni.
Listen to that guy driving the bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, you sound good.
And Joe Shasky from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game.
Same old clay to me.
Let's go. That's Bonte in studio for Joe Shasky the next 4 hours. It's Spadoni. We're
rolling,
baby.
I wonder if I'm able to stay up. I may not be able to stay up, folks.
Why not?
This is early.
Oh, come on.
I actually went to bed about 9:30 last night. because there was nothing on. I've watched
there
all my shows.
There was nothing on, yeah.
I pounded through the Celtic City documentary. Got a lot of respect for the Celtics organization.
I watched the first couple episodes. It's pretty interesting. Good, yeah, Bob Cousy is pretty cool. Yeah.
Not a plumber, huh?
No, not a plumber, right?
He's John Havlicek.
Right? Yeah.
But that alarm clock, I looked over. I woke up at like 1 in the morning. I was like, damn, I got to get up in 3 hours. And then baby Chaz came running the room. She jumped right on me at like 2 in the morning. And so she was active. And she came, I was like, go to sleep. Damn. One off here.
Oh, you're fine. Right. You're fine. Yeah, you'll
start snoring at 7:30.
You'll take a nap after this. You'll get some food. You'll get some. Maybe you'll hit the gym. I don't know. Get some lifts in.
Just kill my body clock now.
No, you're crushing
it. Such a good job of not waking up at 4. That was the worst part, the depressing part. I was like, I set an alarm for 4:15 again. What's going on?
I had a 3:40, and then I snooze for like 40 minutes after that. And then the snooze is worse because it's actually worse for you. When you hit the snooze that many times, it's like, oh God, I feel even worse. But no, we're rushing. We're crushing it. And we're talking Rockets. We're talking Warriors, baby. I'm so excited about this series. You know why? Because it's such a contrasting of styles to me. And it's the old guys versus the young guys. It's inexperience versus experience. And the Rockets are going to love every part of this. You know why? Because they're the underdogs. No one's respecting them. No one's giving them any respect. Of all the first round series, I feel like the Rockets are probably going to be the most slept on team outside of the 1v8 matchups, whatever the East and West are. I'm not counting those because the Rockets are a legitimate 2 seed. They're a legitimate 2 seed in a tough Western Conference. And I do think, Bonte, I don't know if you agree with this, but if the Warriors somehow do this thing and go through this gauntlet of the Western Conference, this will have been the toughest of all the opponents, whether it's the Rockets they play in the first round and beat, or the Lakers or T-Wolves, and then ultimately Nuggets, Clippers, or Oklahoma City Thunder. This will have been the toughest test, I believe, of just depth of teams in the West that they would have gone through. Do you think this is the deepest Western Conference we've seen in some time?
This is a very deep West. There's no doubt. This is a very deep West. When you get the Clippers and Nuggets playing in the first round, and I believe that's a 50-50 series.
I don't know. That's the tightest first-round series, I think.
Even Minnesota and the Lakers, I feel like it has 6 or 7 written all over it. We'll see about OKC and whoever they play. If they play Memphis, they'll sweep them. Yeah. They play Dallas, so it's probably a 5-game series, competitive 5-game series. But the West is as deep as I've seen in recent memory. There's been some deep Western conferences. I mean, think about the Warriors. They won 48 games and were the 7th seed in the Western Conference. Yeah. 48 wins.
Yeah.
That is insane. 2 wins shy of 50. And they were a 7 seed. Just kind of speaks. And the Rockets, give them their credit, man. They walked in here a couple Sundays ago and really didn't succumb to the Warriors' aggressiveness. They didn't succumb to the Warriors' intimidation. Most notably, Draymond Green going at Shangoon. Mm. They stood their ground. Ime Udoka's walking off the court right before halftime, chirping at Stephen Curry. Chirping at them. And then after the Gators say, hey, look, we knew we had them once they were complaining about fouls and being old. So, you know what? This Rockets team, as a 2 seed, at one point down the stretch before they arrested everybody during their L.A. trip, they have fun down in L.A., going to Melrose Boulevard or Melrose Place and Rodale Drive, whatever it is down there in L.A. But they won 15-17 games. I was in the belief that they're going to fade.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Nope.
They play better and better and better, and they play to their strengths, and they're led by this young superstar and Amen Thompson, who can't score the ball really well.
I was going to say, are we overrating him just a little bit? I know the name. He's a Bay Area guy. We love our Bay Area guys.
Nah, he's going to be a stud, Spadoni.
LeBron James got body envy of him. So when LeBron, who probably has like the best, most like best physique in the history of sports, says, yeah, this guy's different, my ears perk up. So Amen Thompson, his brother, Amen. It's not Amen. It might be Amen.
Amen.
Well, it might be Amen on Sunday. Again, I'm going to do my joke that I did yesterday.
Hallelujah.
There you go, because it's Easter Sunday. So there you go. It might be Amen Thompson. 6:30 tip, by the way, right here on 95.7 The Game is where you're going to be locked in, obviously, and you're going to be locked in on Warriors pre- and post-game live.
5:30 p.m.
on Sunday.
And we're carrying the game.
There you go. As Bonte is joining us, courtesy of River Island. So it's River Island Studio today with Bonte.
Or Laughing Mug Brewing Studio. It's not Laughing Mug today? It is Laughing Monk.
It is Laughing Monk Studios.
It's always Laughing Monk,
but
right?
But it's also, we're brought to you by River Islands
Guest
Line.
Shout out River Islands.
Like you have River Islands tattooed on your back at this point. So there you go.
Man, I'm thinking about moving out there, man. You see those houses out there?
It's hot out there, Bonte.
The houses are hot.
No,
you get you a nice little 5-bedroom for about $700,000.
Well, I'm saying, it gets hot out there. Can you get a pool out there? That's what I'm saying.
You can get a pool. You could get a house on the lake, on the river, San Joaquin River.
You got an In-N-Out Burger there. More importantly, you got the In-N-Out Burger out there.
Well, let me get a Raising Cane's.
What?
Chick-fil-A.
What? You out on In-N-Out?
I'm not out on In-N-Out. You guys, you want to talk about hyping things up.
Oh, please, stop. You're not one of those people. Show some pride in California and local chains, all right?
Man, we need to upgrade the French fries. It's all good.
Well, you get the animal fries. You can get them extra crispy, all right? We've gone over this, all right?
He's right, Spadoni.
Thank you. Talking about your, concern, because we were doing that Grandy and I yesterday. Grandy doing a hell of a job. Well,
what do I look like, Sausalito Shasky?
No, concerned about everything? No. There's in every single matchup.
I'm so concerned.
In every single matchup, please, trust me. I am feeling what you're feeling these last couple of years with some of the scared energy.
Hobbit Thompson and Dylan LeBrook. Let me do my Shasky real quick. Dylan the Villain and Van Fleet 2018. Jose Warrior Killer. And they got Jabari Smith Jr. And this guy, Tari Eason, and eBay wearing Nike Cortez is on the sideline. I just felt that they're athletic. And Steph just 2 points and 3 points in the last time. I just don't know, Spadoni.
I am slippery.
That's him. That was actually, I'll give you a 4 for that, Shask. It's not bad. You had that built in. You wanted to get that off your chest for sure.
I did. It's just...
No, but talking about it, every single series, you look at one thing, right? The one concern that a single team has. So if you're, the Celtics in the first round, it might be the health of Jaylen Brown, right? He's dealing with some sort of ankle injury that they don't know, that they might have to fix it after the season. They're giving him injections. I don't know what's going on with Jaylen Brown, right? So that's that. You're looking at if you're, the Clippers, right? It might come down to James Harden and if he could replicate kind of that performance that he had against the Warriors in that series. Could playoff James Harden, that historically has not looked awesome. Can he look like he did on Sunday and pick that up alongside Kawhi Leonard? Jamal Murray, what's his status going to be? Mm-hmm. You're looking at every single matchup, they have a concern level, right? So for me, when we were talking about it, it's the other stepping up offensively, right? The health of Stephen Curry maybe. But if you're just looking across the other side in the Rockets, the one matchup that you're looking at that could decide this series is what for you? Is it as simple as, Amen Thompson picking up Steph? Because everyone's looking at that game. Right. And are we looking too much into that one performance where Steph had 3 points? Steph's not going to have 3 points against this team again. I think that was them. Obviously, a part of that was fatigue coming off that gauntlet of Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, and beating all three of those teams. Now, I'm not totally buying that fatigue because they did have a day off in between there, but I'll hear some of it because the team was, they had 9 games in 15 days or whatever it was. But are we looking too much at Amen Thompson being that Stephen Curry stopper?
Well, look, he's going to pick up Steph 94 feet, and you got to have the personnel to get this done, right? Memphis, when they had Jalen Wells, now he got cooked for the 52 the second time out, but you pick up Steph 94 feet. And I kind of look at it like the NCAA championship when Walter Clayton Jr. for Florida. He would bring the ball up, get blitzed at half court, get the ball up, and the Houston Cougars did not allow him to relocate and touch the ball again. Same thing with Stephen Curry in that last game against the Houston Rockets. He'd get off the ball as he got blitzed at half court all night long in that game that when they lost 106-96. And the Rockets did a great job of not allowing him to relocate and touching the basketball again. So I think Steve Kerr, having that on film, and what he said last night with Will and the Dibs, saying, hey, we get the game plan now for one team and break down the series. They won't make the proper adjustments to free Steph up. But the matchups, look, it's not just a matchup because they're going to get so many cross matchups. Guys are going to switch on the pick and roll, and they're going to switch and, getting Amen Thompson. Jimmy Butler has to continue to do what he does, but I look at the others. This is a series where the Podzimskis, the Moody's, the Draymonds, the GP2s, and we're going to say this for every series the Warriors play in this playoff run, whether it's a second-round run, a West Finals run, an NBA Finals run, who knows. But it is imperative for those other guys to make their wide-open threes. You got to be able to shoot them, and you have to be able to make them because that will create spacing against a long athletic team like the Houston Rockets. If you don't start making your shots and they start packing the paint, Now, all of a sudden, you got a lot of problems. So it's just not just one matchup in the series, Spadoni. You know, you got a couple things. One, you got to get to the free throw line like you have been doing since Jimmy Butler's arrived. In the two games Jimmy Butler's played against the Houston Rockets, just 10 free throw attempts. We watched him shoot 18 free throws the other night against Memphis. Just 10 free throw attempts. So their length and athleticism really stymied Jimmy Butler and kept him off the free throw line. That can hurt the Warriors in this series. And the matchup is, offensively for the Warriors is, I think it's within themselves. Can you remain balanced? You know, you don't want to be shooting 53s and all of a sudden 50 or 85 shots are coming from the three-point line. You have to remain balanced. So how do you do that? Well, you got to help Jimmy get to the free throw line, but it's going to be imperative for these others to hit their wide open threes to create more lanes for guys to drive into the basket. So it's going to be a few matchups, but it's hard to lock in on one matchup because there's right. so many switches and cross matchups. And, you know, we could say, oh, Van Vliet's going to be on Curry. But once you get a switch on to him, then it's going to be Amen Thompson. Right. Or it could be Dylan Brooks. Don't forget about Dylan the Villain.
The Villain?
His history with Stephen Curry.
Well, Steve Kerr said he's that's in the past now. Remember him breaking the code when he was a Memphis Grizzly, Gary Payton. So he said he had nothing but respect for Dylan the Villain Brooks. And let's get into that a little bit, too, on the, as the show goes on. The rivalry that is the Houston Rockets with some of the names. Like, I still think of Chris Paul and James Harden as the real rivals in that. But is the team itself a rival for you? 888-957-9570. Again, you can call or text, same number to call or text, and now text us on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys. Text line, Bonte Hill in studio for the next, first hour's flying by, the next 3.5 hours in for Joe Shasky. What's going on? The game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We got Shameless Shoutouts coming up at 7:45. Remember, Shameless Shoutouts is about you guys. It's not about us. Shout out whoever, whatever you want. You want to shout out your dog, you want to shout out the kid, the overnight dancers, Dylan Brooks, whoever you want to shout out, Quentin Post, Jonathan Kaminga, anyone.
Hey, what? The brunch is back at the Gold Club.
Oh!
And the fried chicken is popping, baby.
Hey.
Heard it's crispier than ever.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's Sam from Laughing Monk Brewing, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with my guys, Spadoni and Shasky. Spadoni, you better hit those brakes, buddy.
I've been pretty good at the brakes.
Yeah, I bet you're a lot better than me.
As Bonte Hill and for Joe Shasky, that's the voice right there. No, Bonte, come on. You're being modest. Oh. You hit those brakes fine, right?
10% hit rate. 10% hit rate. Purposely missing brakes just to piss off Sam Lubman and Matt Nahegan.
No, you're like Jung Hooli. You're batting 300. Right?
Chuck Lee, hey, he's been impressive so far.
There you go.
Very
Giants.
Impressive.
He's Giants, running. Though.
My boy, Mikey Yass at the lead in the leadoff spot. Giants, hey, 13-6. 13-6.
5-5 in the last 10. 500 teams, as far as I'm concerned.
You got a split in Philadelphia. You won a series in New York City against the Yankees in the Bronx. You're hitting the ball well. You know the Giants are averaging like 6 runs a game on the road. They just can't really hit at home right now. But still on the road. Giants playing well.
Hicks, Verlander.
No, they got to step up. No doubt about that.
We need more innings.
But you know what? You got a 7 out of Hicks last night. I didn't think Hicks was going 2.
No, I didn't either. So that
he gave you 7 yesterday, so he ate up some innings.
Well, there you go. It's Philadelphia, the silver linings playbook for Jordan Hicks. That was his. That was Sam Gadiri. Shout out, Sam. We are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Thank you.
Can we ask Sam from Laughing Monk Brewing what the hell is going on with the Cal Bears and the transfer portal?
What's going on? What?
They had a player leaving off from Cal. They're like, oh, I'm entering the transfer portal. Who the hell's going to be playing for the Cal Bears next year on the football field?
Maybe you. You want to go try out for him?
Nah, I'm done.
You sure?
I'm washed.
Tight end?
I'm washed.
What was the line from Booger McFarland? Kelvin Benjamin's a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end. That lives rent-free in my head. Kelvin Benjamin, Florida State guy, right?
He's a Florida State guy. National champion at Florida
Thank
State.
You. Jalen Ramsey, also national champion there. Do you want Jalen Ramsey on the Niners? Less than a week away from the draft?
Maybe Will Johnson from Michigan. We'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. There was a little Brock Purdy news yesterday, by the way. Again, we'll get back to the Warriors. Everyone calm down. We haven't talked any Niners. We haven't talked any Giants for a while. We got Bonte in studio. I want to get all this off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
Brock Purdy, I guess. The Niners offered him a contract. Purdy and his boys said no. And the negotiations, I guess, are going to be going on for a while. That's what I garnered from Matt Maiocco, your teammate over at NBC Sports Bay Area.
You know what? Speaking of Matt Maiocco, Carlos Ramirez and I are going to be live streaming during the draft next Thursday.
Okay.
And we may be down there at 49-49, Marie P. DeBartolo Way, down there in Santa Clara. And you know what? Here's the deal.
They're going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where they're doing the draft. You're not going to go out there?
No, I'm not going to.
That would have been pretty cool, though.
Well, the Warriors have a playoff series, so you really can't leave. But that would have been really good. You got me thinking. But with that said,
I was talking to a little birdie about this a few weeks ago about Brock Purdy. And I was under the belief that Purdy has a lot of leverage here.
Ooh.
That you can't go into training camp with Brock Purdy not stepping on the football field. But knowing who Kyle Shanahan is, and I do believe Kyle Shanahan really likes Mac Jones. But I don't think Kyle Shanahan would be afraid to walk into a game week one
possibly
with Mac Jones as a starting quarterback.
Oh.
I'm not saying Mac Jones is a starter. I'm not saying he's better than Brock Purdy. I'm not saying none of that. But maybe we're overestimating Brock Purdy's leverage in this situation. Just saying. We'll see.
Aaron Rodgers still out there. You guys want him? He said he'll play for $10 million. That's what he said yesterday on Pat McAfee.
I know.
You thought about it. I saw your tweet.
Well, I deleted it because you know how Twitter is.
Oh, God.
Twitter takes everything too personal. You can't joke on there anymore. I was just sending a joke.
People were really taking that seriously.
Oh, Alex in Atlanta was the first one. Come on, Bonte. There's no chance. Like, Alex in Atlanta, dial it down.
Hey, not in numbers. Call in. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I do love saying that. We got Adam Wexler coming up at 8 o'clock. Sports Talk 790 in Houston, the Rockets flagship station. Get his thoughts on that. I'm sure Adam was rooting for the Grizzlies, though. Let's keep it a buck. If you're a Houston fan, you're rooting hard for the Grizzlies. You wanted no parts of Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, or Steve Kerr. Or those young fans just young and dumb enough to say, you know what? Maybe we'll just F around and something crazy could happen in the first round. Like, that's the only scenario I see this Rockets team winning is because they don't know any better. And they go on some sort of just crazy run, like the confidence is exuding. Maybe we get a 2019 Fred VanVleet showing up hitting big shots. Because remember, that series, I will say this, and again, it was 6 years ago, so I'm not taking anything away from 6 years ago. But that being said, he was a new father at the time, that new dad energy. It's real. You know, Bonte.
It is real.
You feel this sense of you could do anything.
Yep.
And he had the biggest shots of that series were from Fred VanVleet. Kawhi obviously hit some big ones. Kyle Lowry, Marcus Saltines, but VanVleet hit these shots. Norman Powell, right? I thought it was VanVleet that hit those shots, but since then,
he was balling in those series.
Since then, against the Warriors, as long as he's been a Houston Rocket, it's looked awful. You side of the numbers, he's shooting like 20% against them. So that's a guy that maybe we're all kind of sleeping on when it comes to this series. I know we're talking all about the young guys, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith. I thought he had his best game that last game against the Warriors, and that guy's like 6'10", but he can move.
He's nice.
The length of this team,
he's nice,
and the size and the athleticism. I think that's what always Warriors fans go back to. It's like, oh, I don't know, the size. I don't think that's a problem anymore. Like, I get it. Like, it's a problem. Don't get me wrong. It's like, it's something to keep in the back of your mind. But it's, I don't go into every series. Like, the Grizzlies had a 7'4" guy in Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, but that size is different. That's too long, and they're not as athletic.
I get it. I get it.
Jabari Smith Jr. could guard 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Amen Thompson could guard. He could switch on to anybody. They're a lot more athletic than Jaren Jackson Jr. and Zach Edey. So having Zach Edey on the Jimmy Butler, he's too slow-footed. You switch out Zach Edey on the pick and roll, he's going to get cooked.
Yeah.
So their size and athleticism is a bit different than, say, and like even Jalen Wells. I know he got cooked for the 52, and Jalen Wells had a fine rookie season before the dirty play by the Charlotte Hornets.
That was a scary fall that he had.
But he's 6'7". Yeah. Scottie Pippen Jr. is like 6'2", 6'3". Doesn't have the size.
I thought he played well.
He tried his ass off, but it wasn't going. The flyby late in the game.
Yeah.
Where Stephen Curry goes back-to-back threes and give him a 117 and 111 lead. But this size and athleticism is a lot different than Memphis's size and athleticism. The Rockets are one of the most athletic teams in this league. And if you turn the ball over, they get out on the break. They start dunking on your head. They're a good offensive rebounding team. So Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr., Jalen Green, even Dylan Brooks is athletic. Believe it or not, he'll be physical as hell, but he's got some athleticism. Their athleticism is just so much different than the Memphis Grizzlies.
Sure.
Their defense is light years better than Memphis as well.
Oh, that's not even close.
Memphis doesn't play defense.
No.
So they get cooked. They gave up 121 the other night. So I would be careful with the size and athleticism talk because it's different in Memphis. Jerry Jackson Jr. just makes bonehead play after bonehead
I came away from that game, like everyone was like Steiny Goo, like they were like low, like kind of making fun of like Zach Edey and his performance. And it's like that guy's a rookie out there. He got a double-double. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you wanted him to do. I came away from that game saying, what the hell is Jaren Jackson Jr. doing? With a 9 3-point attempts? Look at you, dude. Look, use your body against this team. What are you doing? Put the other team in foul trouble. There was moments where Pods was on him, for Christ's sake. And he backed up once and like kicked it. I was like, oh my God. I was going nuts watching it. I was like, what are you doing? Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Speaking of this first round matchup, Steve Kerr was on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He feels like this team has everything they need to win this first round.
I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been deep in the playoffs, two finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami team's there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're gonna have to play well to win.
Is this a rivalry game to you, Bonte?
Well,
given the history of these two squads, Warriors are 4-0 all time in series against them. So I hear like the whole thing, well, in order for it to be a rivalry, the other team has to win, but like, the hatred level during those Kevin Durant years for that team, for that squad, Daryl Morey when he's there, and that's the thing I go back to. A lot of those people that you hated just aren't there anymore. Like specifically James Harden, Chris Paul, Warriors legend, and Daryl Morey, like I mentioned. And then Mike D'Antoni, for whatever reason. I always thought he looked like the Pringles guy in the can with his mustache. I love him. He's a Paisan. But his whole shtick kind of is just, it is what it is. And then you obviously had the Eric Gordons, the PJ Tuckers of the world, right? Like, just that whole squad bothered me if I was a Warriors fan. Now it's like, Dylan Brooks, Ime Udoka, I guess. For me, I don't know. I don't really consider it a rivalry, but do you?
No,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
History has nothing to do with this series.
Okay.
Because of what you just mentioned. There's no, the only familiar face is the owner, Fertitta. You know,
Fertitta.
That's the only one. The history of these teams in the playoffs on the Houston side has no bearings on this series whatsoever. Now, obviously, the Warriors had ownage on Houston, but this could become a rivalry because of the way the last regular season game played out. In the last regular season game, you had some fireworks between Shangoon and Draymond Green. They got into it. Draymond gets popped with a flagrant. And then actually, Shangoon hits an and one, and he's yelling back and forth. And of course, you got Ime Udoka walking off the floor, talking the mess to Stephen Curry. There's a lot of trash talk there. Then he had the article by Sam Amick in The Athletic where the Rockets are saying, yeah, they were crying, and we knew where they were crying. We had them because of our physicality. It was a physical basketball game, dip and tuck. And so the Rockets, they're not afraid of the Golden State Warriors. So when you see fireworks in this series, look, the Rockets are 21st in field goal percentage and 21st in three-point percentage. We did our offense is bad, and the Warriors held up under 100 points in three straight contests. But it can become a rivalry with these youngsters because Amen Thompson said it. I grew up hating Steph Curry to go to say Warriors. I rooted against them. And this is a guy who was at Steph Curry's camp in their Under Armour camp.
Amen Thompson? I thought he was from the Bay.
He is, but he hated the Warriors. I don't know who he was rooting for, but he did not like the Warriors.
Wow, that's interesting.
He mentioned that in the article with Sam Amick. And so Fred VanVleet, when you get a veteran like him, he's not afraid of the Golden State Warriors. He knows what it's all about. Now, it's a different iteration of the Golden State Warriors and a different iteration of the Houston Rockets. But this could become a spicy series because of what transpired in that final game. Plus, you think about it. They played five times in the regular season. I don't think this is like old school NBA when teams would play five times back in the 90s and 80s or whatnot. They played five times because of the extra game in the Emirates NBA Cup. So they know a lot about each other. They're tired of each other. They're annoyed of each other. So it can become a rivalry because you have the pieces in place to become a new rivalry here out west. But as of now, no, this is a different Houston Rockets team. So the history of these two teams in the playoffs from the last decade has no bearings whatsoever on this series.
It was interesting watching as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Bonta Hill and for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni here with you for the next 3 hours. We've got shameless shoutouts coming up in 45 minutes. Again, that segment is about you guys, not about us. Yes. We want to hear from you people. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson work injury.
Where are the Roasters at, man? We got a playoff game on Sunday.
It's huge, man.
The playoffs start tomorrow, Roasters. You've been waiting on this all season long. The Warriors didn't go to the playoffs last season, so we finally get to see that NBA playoffs logo back at Chase Center. Yeah. Always love to see that logo because you don't take for granted what has transpired in the Bay Area over the last decade. There was 14 years with no playoff basketball. And after last year's disaster, losing in Sacramento to the damn Kings in a playing game, a 9-10 game, you're back in the playoffs. I want to hear from the damn Roasters on how you feel about the series.
It's a great point because I thought Chase Center was on fire. That Plus. Clippers game and that Grizzlies game. Now it got a little tight. Obviously, towards the end of both of them, they got tight, which was, hey, credit to the Clippers. That was an incredible game. I came away from that one real quick because I know we haven't really had a chance to talk about it because they lost and they had a quick turnaround. But that was high-level basketball. Kawhi Leonard, again, the big if with him, always, can he stay healthy? Everyone's saying, like, that's just it. But he's insane when he is. And
you want to low manage him after game one if they win?
Well, he still might. I'm still convinced might.
Don't. Let's not go there.
In game
it might have been one of the worst takes I've ever heard in radio history.
No, it's not. You're going to watch, Bonte. No,
you don't. You low manage in a regular season to get to the playoffs. You have days off in between games. Kawhi Leonard just played a back-to-back a few weeks ago.
Altitude's no joke. Hey, that altitude's no joke. Don't sleep on it, all right?
Kawhi is amazing.
Well, I came away from that performance of James Harden specifically. Like, I came away from that because that's ultimately the question for that team because we've seen the shortcomings of James Harden up close. We're talking about the Rocket series. Mm-hmm. How many times did he fizzle late in some of these games with the ball handling, just chucking it up? But he scored the 8 straight points for the Clippers in that overtime period. And after that Curry turnover, whoever turned it over that first possession for the Warriors, he hit that three. It's like, oh boy. Like he just 12, kept it going.
Yeah, 12 of his 39 in overtime.
And he was doing it over Jimmy. He was GP2. Doing it over GP2. He was doing it over Draymond. It didn't matter who was guarding him. He was incredible.
Well, that was the problem. First of all, you're spot on. It was a high level basketball game. One of the best games of the regular season. It was riveting stuff. Yeah. But their top three guys, Kawhi. What did he go, 13 and 19?
Oh, my God. His
James
efficiency.
Harden went 13 to 23.
And then the guy we haven't even brought up.
Zubac, 11 to 16, a monster double-double. That series, the Clippers and the Nuggets.
I know.
I mean, the Clippers, the Nuggets, give them credit under David Adelman. They've looked good over the last week of the season.
What's Jamal's, like, hamstring status and all that? Like, that's ultimately what it's going to come down to, right? Because last year when they fizzled out, like, he got hurt again in that series against the T-Wolves, and the T-Wolves obviously took care of business in seven games. But I came away from that game against the Clippers, like, I know they lost, but I was like, man, that actually gave me kind of confidence in this team late. Like, I came away from the Clippers like equally like, wow, like that team could be the dark horse. Could they upset the Nuggets? And could they upset, I don't even know it would be an upset. That's pretty even, that series.
Right.
But obviously, if we're assuming they advance and play the Thunder, like that's a team I would be worried about if I was the Oklahoma City Thunder, obviously. But the Thunder have their own problems. They're the number one seed. Everyone's sleeping on them, I think, too, and all this. But again, I just wanted to bring up that game because I came away so damn impressed. And for them to come off that emotional loss and letdown in overtime from potentially being a play-off team to a play-in team, and then them taking care of business. You know what I loved after that Clippers loss, Bonte? It was this. The mindset of one Jimmy Butler. He's like, you guys, I know you guys are 0-3 in plans. I've been here. I've done that. Don't worry.
Go home. Play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help you feel better.
And he did, and he felt great, and he balled out against the Grizzlies.
Did you see Jimmy? He was working out, was it yesterday or the day before? He had a custom number 30 Warriors jersey with Butler III on the back.
Wow.
Working out the day after the Memphis Grizzlies game, just shooting around. Jimmy's an interesting cat.
Number 30.
Number 30 on the jersey with Butler III on the back.
How do you feel about that?
Jimmy's doing Jimmy things.
I mean,
he's all bought in. You saw Draymond and Jimmy played dominoes at the QB music in the background down in Miami.
It's kind of sacrilege, is it not? Number 30.
The big face
there's
coffee.
There's only none. Stephen Curry's number 30.
Yeah, I know, but he had Butler the 30. He's basically showing love to Stephen Curry. Like, I need a 30 jersey. Put my name on the back because I feel like Stephen Curry. He's the Batman. I'm the Robin. That's how Jimmy feels.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to be Batman at this point.
No,
eventually, Robin became Nightwing. He wanted to be his own thing. I'm not starting anything. I think that was a shot at Steph.
Was it a shot at Steph? How would you look
He's
at that?
He's taking
as a
his number.
Let's examine this. He just was working out. Had a custom jersey with number 30. And put Butler III on it. How did you get to that?
You know what? They should have retired that jersey. Like, the number 30 forever should be retired from it. No one could touch that one. Remember the Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's number 23? Gotta retire number 30, all right?
It won't be. He's showing love. He said, and what he said after the game Tuesday, too. Thank God I play with Steph. He's our Batman.
Well,
he is our Batman. And you saw what Steph did at the end of the game. So Jimmy Butler understands his role. And he also understands why he's here, because when Stephen Curry leaves the court, the non-Steph minutes, that's what's giving me hope here. The non-Steph minutes the last two nights have been a plus. I think it was plus 10. I guess the Clippers could be wrong, plus 9, and then plus 7 the other night against Memphis. You stabilize those minutes without Stephen Curry. That's why Jimmy Butler is aboard. So you know what? Jimmy being here, getting to the free throw line and all that stuff. And in the last two nights, I know everybody's worried for a second. He's not shooting enough. He's not shooting enough. He needs to be a bit more selfish. Well, the last two nights in must-win games, and I know you went 1-1 in those must-win games, 20 field goal attempts in each of those games from Jimmy Butler, the most field goal attempts he's had since he's been a member of the Golden State Warriors.
While getting to the line also on top of that. So he was doing it all.
Yep.
And I have so much confidence in that tandem alone. And we were talking about it, and it was, you know, we do all these things because it's the start of the playoffs. So we talk about, you know, how do you rank the Western Conference team? How do you rank, you know, the best coaches, right? I'm thinking Steve Kerr over any other coach left in this whole thing, right? Definitely in the Western Conference, outside of maybe Ty
Lue. J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick. Chris Finch.
I want to take a temperature over here.
Well, that's Draymond. That's Draymond's guy. They had a podcast. That's hashtag new media right there. You're looking
they
at that.
New media.
Yeah, hashtag new media, right?
Oh,
which sounds a lot like old media. But the tandem of Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, Bonte, when you just take a temperature of all the tandems, there's a lot of good tandems out there, right? Like, am I crazy to say, like, towards the end of a game, I kind of want Steph and Jimmy as my tandem over anyone else? Oh, I'm taking them over Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I'm taking them over Luka and LeBron. Wow. I'm taking them over Kawhi and James Harden. Is that crazy to say?
It's not crazy to say. It's not the craziest thing to say because it's Steph. This is the Steph Curry era.
But I think we're sleeping on that tandem.
People sleep on is that 2015, once the Warriors won that first championship, that was the beginning of the Steph Curry era. Mm-hmm. He's got four championships since 2015. LeBron has two. It's the Steph era. He's changed the game.
Not the Kevin Durant era?
Not the Kevin Durant era. It's the Steph Curry era.
Got it.
But there's a lot of good duos, man. I mean, look, if I took Steph and Jimmy and you took Luka and LeBron, you should feel good about that.
Right.
If I took Steph and Jimmy and you took Tatum and Brown, you should feel good about that. Tatum and Brown are damn good. Damn good.
I know. I was talking yesterday. Grandy was just like, oh, they're a ho. I was like, no, let's show some. They are the champions here. And I think we are still sleeping on the Boston Celtics.
Kawhi Leonard on Sunday was the best player on the floor.
The only question with Kawhi, obviously, I had an asterisk there because it's health.
You know what? Dave Bittich is Bittich. He's ready to roll. He's smiling. He's being a fun guy.
The
Burks
looked there late for Kawhi, which I was most impressed with because I was like, I saw him like in the first quarter, in the first, I was like, it doesn't look like the Burks is there. And then all of a sudden, as the game went on, he was just intercepting passes, the length, the size, everything.
I watched the games from one of the tunnels, and Kawhi Leonard had a move on the baseline where he went up for a dunk, and he got up so quick. And then he had a couple steals with those long hands. I've shook his hand before, back in 2019. Yeah. I shook his hand. He's got fingers on top of fingers. It's like he's got fingers, and it's like this extender. It's so weird. Straight out of Alien. It's like E.T. or something. He's got E.T. fingers. I don't know. It's weird. So if you took Kawhi and Zubac or Harden, I can't be mad at that because Kawhi could be the best player on the floor at one time.
Right.
He can be at any moment of the game. You didn't even bring up Jokic. He's the best player of basketball right now.
Yeah.
Jokic and Murray, Jokic and Gordon, Jokic and Porter, Jokic and whoever. He's that damn good. So you have a lot of great duels. You didn't bring up SGA and Jalen Williams or SGA and Chet.
I know. See, you had to say or. So that's why I didn't do it yet because we don't know who the top. I know the top dog there. I don't know who's number two.
Look, I feel good about Steph and Jimmy. I do. It's a different duel because Steph does his damage from the outside. Jimmy does his damage from inside the perimeter, although Jimmy did attempt four threes the other night against Memphis because that's playoff Jimmy where he elevates his game everywhere. But it's a damn good duel. But it's not going to come down to the duel. That's why I bought basketball. I love basketball because it's 5-on-5, not 2-on-2. It's going to be about the others. Can Moses Moody, who played 33 minutes the other night against Memphis, and he's playing some solid defense, they need to get his three-point shot rolling again. He was 1-on-4. He's hit a little mini slump. We'll get into the numbers on the other side. 9 points. Brandon Podziemski, how does he fare in his first ever playoff series? When you're in the NBA and you're a youngster, it's not smooth sailing your first time around in the playoffs. There's some bumpy roads, some ups and downs. So let's get into it on the other side, Spadoni. It's going to be about these other guys and how they step up alongside Jimmy and Steph.
I love that. What's the confidence level in the others? Outside of Draymond, Steph, Jimmy, your confidence level in these young dubs is what? 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's Bonta Hill and for Joe Shasky. It's Joe Spadoni with you. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.